greeting. You are listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 35-1944, Westminster, Colorado, 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, how do you spell Cephas? John 1:42 and 1 Peter 2:5, the Bible states, Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about, and I'm hoping that you are sharing this with others. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can also apply to many other concepts. Take a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual this child is going to be once it is outside of the womb. This program will be about exposing the matrix, and something that is inside of the matrix are the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are something that is inside of the matrix. The program will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is this Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands, even millions, expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping that he will be an acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently, Christians seem to go to the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam, in spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians 6:15? What concord has Christ with Belial? And what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and to rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, and the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord. He is raised up out of his holy habitation. Last broadcast, we addressed Pope John Paul's second popularity and his attempts to cater to all denominations, including Muslims and Buddhists. He went so far as to include Muslims into his plan of salvation. John Paul II oversaw the publication of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which makes a special provision for Muslims. Therein it is written, the plan of salvation also includes those who acknowledge the Creator, in the first place amongst whom are the Muslims. These profess to hold the faith of Abraham, and together with us, they adore the one merciful God, mankind's judge in the last day. How can that be when our God is a triune God, a God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Muslims worship Allah, whoever he is. They believe that Jesus was only a prophet. In October 2003, the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, issued a statement congratulating John Paul II on entering the 25th year of his papacy. In January 2005, John Paul II became the first pope known to receive the priestly blessing of a rabbi. When rabbis Benjamin Blech, Barry Duff Schwartz, and Jack Emperat visited the pontiff in a Clementine Hall in the Apostolic Palace. On December 11, 1983, John Paul II participated in an ecumenical service in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Rome, the first papal visit ever to a Lutheran church. The visit took place 500 years after the birth of Martin Luther, the German Augustinian monk who initiated the Lutheran Reformation. John Paul II's embrace of evolution was enthusiastically praised by American scientists. His opposition to the Iraq War led to him being a candidate to win the 2003 Nobel Peace Prize. In 1984 through 1986, he joined forces with Cardinal Ratzinger, who later became Pope Benedict XVI, to condemn liberation theology and human rights issues. He was the first pope who actively fought against organized crime, the mafia violence in southern Italy. In December of 1989, Paul John Paul met with the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev at the Vatican, and each expressed their respect and admiration for the other. Gorbachev once said the collapse of the Iron Curtain would have been impossible without John Paul II. On John Paul II's death, Mikhail Gorbachev said, Pope John Paul's devotion to the followers of his is a remarkable example to all of us. Because the Catholic Church insists on celibacy of priests all the way up to the popes, abuse of children and young people by Catholic priests and the religious cost the Vatican many millions of hush money to parents of the abused. There are approximately 500,000 Catholic priests worldwide. The panel of experts overwhelmingly opposed implementation of policies of zero tolerance. Pope John Paul II was criticized for his support of Opus Dei and the 2002 canonization of its founder. The Vatican Bank collapsed in 1982, At the center of the bank's failure was its chairman, Roberto Carvi, and his membership in the illegal Masonic Lodge. He was also criticized for allowing and appointing liberal bishops in their deeds and vows, silently promoting modernism, which was firmly condemned as a synthesis of all heresies. Although Catholics deny that Freemasonry has an influence, the Knights of Malta and the Hospitaller, now Red Cross, are Masonic Brotherhoods. Some American church leaders prided themselves in being knighted by a member of the Vatican. In the case of Knights of Malta, the knighthood nature explains and justifies the maintenance of the noble nature of the order, as most of its religious knights came from chivalrous and noble Christian families. What has knighthood and nobility to do with the Bible? Ecclesiastes 1:14. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Today, the majority of Knights of Malta belong to all classes of society. The members of the order may be defined as Catholic, enlivened by altruistic nobleness of spirit and behavior. All Knights of Malta must meet the traditional requirement for the bestowing of knighthood, distinguish themselves for special virtues. The knighthood nature of the order has kept its moral value characterized by the spirit of service, sacrifice, and discipline of today's Knights of Malta. Battles are no longer fought with swords, but with the peaceful tools of the fight against disease, poverty, social isolation, and intolerance, as well as witnessing and protecting the faith. The cover-up and excuse for the Masonic hierarchy are what looks like moral values. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Matthew 23:25. Next week we will discuss this subject further. In signing off, we're offering a DVD set of two DVDs, The Vatican's Role in the New World Order, for postage of $4. Send your name and address requesting this DVD set to Radio Cephas Radio at earthlink.net. Cephas Radio at earthlink.net. We'll include an invoice for postage. For free comprehensive monthly news, sign up at go-cephas.com. Go-cephas.com. To be continued, thanks for listening. God bless you. Shalom.